There was much talk last week about how smaller films had seized the Oscars from big Hollywood blockbusters. Well, if you really want small, forget Hollywood, or even Sundance. Think the Black Mariah Film and Video Festival. Black Mariah, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, specializes in short, often experimental films. And instead of drawing celebrities and industry bigwigs to a red carpet or a ski resort, the Black Mariah Festival takes its show on the road. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
The first movie studio in the United States wasn't in Hollywood. It was here in West Orange, New Jersey.
For a movie studio, this is small. This is tiny. It's unassuming. But it did the job. This was the dark room where they developed the pictures themselves.
This is a reproduction of the primitive studio Thomas Edison built on the grounds of his laboratory in 1892. John Columbus has been coming here since he was a Cub Scout. He says Edison essentially built a big box on wheels.
The whole building could be rotated to follow the sun. So just take the whole building and rotate it with this roof open here and face toward the sun. So there would be enough light to illuminate the actors inside.
Edison originally called it the rotating photographic building. Columbus says it was covered in black tar paper to keep out the rain, hence the nickname.
To some people, some of the vaudeville people that performed for Edison's cameras, it reminded some of them and the workers as well of police paddy wagons, which are also known as Black Mariahs. So they nicknamed it the Black Mariah.
It was in the original Black Mariah that Edison shot some of his first motion pictures. The films were short, some just a few seconds, with titles that tended to give away most of the plot, such as Fred Ott's Sneeze and May Irwin Kiss. The studio was in operation for less than a decade, but John Columbus decided to name his festival the Black Mariah in part because the works he was showing were all short.
This material was shot while I was walking down to the Long Island Sound from the house where I grew up in Queens.
The first Black Mariah Festival included this film called The Man Who Could Not See Far Enough by Peter Rose, no relation. It's a meditation on the nature of seeing and the death of the filmmaker's father. Festival founder John Columbus says he likes it because viewers have to think while watching it. Filmmaker Peter Rose says few would have gotten that chance if it weren't for John Columbus.
There was a sense in the early days of film that the medium hadn't yet fully been discovered. And I think John continues to feel that way.
Rose is now the head of the film and video department at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia, where John Columbus taught a class for 10 years. Rose says the Black Mariah remains very different from Sundance and other high-profile festivals.
The big festivals tend to foreground feature film work, which, you know, one might call independent, you know, only by sort of a stretch of the language. I mean, work which has, you know, a lot invested in it. John's real passion is for usually shorter, more personal, more idiosyncratic work.
In the United States, experimental and abstract film blossomed after World War II in the hands of artists Maya Deren and Stan Brakhage, among others. But experimental filmmakers often have a hard time getting their work shown. With that in mind, John Columbus raised a few thousand dollars to start the Black Mariah Festival in 1981.
Our seed money sponsors came to the show and were a bit taken aback, to say the least, by some of the more experimental work that we showed.
In fact, Columbus says they hated it, but he struggled on. For the first 4 years, he put the festival together by himself. Now he has a small jury and a staff of three to help him sort through almost 700 submissions. The jury chose about 30 films for this year's festival. Columbus and his staff picked the other 28.
There's a lot of things that went on in my mind I couldn't understand back then, you know. I was wondering why I was going through changes, hearing voices or whatever, you know.
I would call Mercurial Sun edgy.
Is there a quality difference there?
Edgy is important in this film festival.
Ultimately, Columbus and associate director Alvin Larkins decided to pass on Mercurial Sun, a documentary about Chicago blues guitarist Lurie Bell. There was also debate about another documentary, They Chose China, about a small group of American soldiers who decided to stay in China after the Korean War.
We are South Koreans, American, and British who love our homes, our people, and our countries. What unites us all is our desire for peace, for real democracy and social equality. Anyone who breathes the word peace in America now becomes at once a communist and an outlaw.
The jury did vote to include this one. Juror Patty Brook teaches filmmaking at the University of Colorado, Boulder.
Was it propaganda? Some people really felt uncomfortable about that aspect of it. But it wasn't clear that it was. And the subject matter seemed so important that people ought to know about it.
Brooke says there are a handful of other U.S. festivals devoted to short and experimental film, including the Athens, Ohio International Film and Video Festival and the Ann Arbor Film Festival. But only the Black Mariah takes its movies to the audience. The festival tailors the program to each of its 70 or so venues. Juror Patty Brooke says it will screen different films in Anchorage, Alaska than it will in Savannah, Georgia.
So the filmmakers get an opportunity to have their films shown in a number of places that might not have access to the films otherwise. And another thing that's really unusual about this festival is that every time a film does play somewhere, the filmmaker gets a rental fee. So the filmmakers are getting something back out of this besides just having material chosen for a festival.
But just getting their movies shown can also give filmmakers a boost. John Columbus points to a movie from last year's Black Mariah Festival called SPIC by cartoonist Robert Castillo.
Wonderful hand-drawn animation about a young man who happens to be Hispanic, episodes from his life. It's just uplifting and fun and clever. The representative from the Tribeca saw it and put it in the Tribeca. And then he's been getting gigs, you know, that he didn't have, and offers, and even in some cases commercials, which helps him have money to make more films.
For most filmmakers, getting a work shown in the Tribeca Film Festival is a long shot. Many aspiring film and video makers are streaming work on their own websites or distributing it directly to video iPods. But director Peter Rose, whose films have turned up in several Black Mariah festivals over the years, says there's still something to be said for screening the work in a darkened room.
There's nothing like seeing your work with an audience. It's very different than looking at it on a computer screen. It's very different than, you know, looking at it on an iPod. And there's a quality of attention and a quality of connection with other people that you only get in a screening.
Rose and other frequent Black Mariah contributors will be the focus of a 25th anniversary exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art in October. Festival founder John Columbus says even the shortest films deserve to be called art.
It's like in art. There's monumental paintings, and there's gems that are small, little pearls. They're just as valid. Not everything has to be grandiose. You know, we have enough SUV-type things in this culture, but there should be a place.
Thanks to Columbus, there is. After 25 years, the Black Mariah Film and Video Festival is still a lot like the work it shows. Small, underfunded, and willing to take risks. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
You can watch clips from films featured in the Black Mariah and find out where and when the festival will be stopping next at our website, npr.org.